yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
The infamous Chicken Hawk, Mac 10.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Bader.
What's up? This is BLC.
This is Young Cashman from the Outlaws.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Al Capone.
This is your boy, Psycho Nip.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 365.
Young Busy Long.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross.
It's MC Mac for Life, Don the Ball, Supreme Bean, KKZ.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid K, MK.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yeah, check this out. This is Fresh Blood out the China Man with the 2-Live Group.
Yo, what up, y'all? Yo, Scott Bader, what up, baby? It's your boy, Sheik. Who's hollering at you, man?
This is Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show.
Trying to hit you with a hitter in the middle with a chest plate cavity. Your hoes trying to lose your soul. King of this motherfucking underground rap shit coming out of Fort Worth, Texas. And every day I gotta eat a big bowl of whack, mumbling rappers up for breakfast. Rainy top gone so pure, and I really be dumper than a whole fucking lot of grams. A lot of these hoes be faked in the bitch, and I see right through them like a motherfucking hologram. And if you want it, I can make a motherfucking back of your throat meet a pistol grip. And I can really get a hater hog tied up, wrap him up like a motherfucking Christmas tree.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 975. Our guest tonight's no stranger to the platform. Been on many times in the past. We haven't spoke to him in a while because he's been hibernating, man. He's got the hibernation shivers. He just dropped this banger of an album, Hibernation Shivers, right now available. You know what I'm saying? You can get it. A lot of dope features. We're going to have him talk about it. I'm talking about the one and only RBX, man. RBX, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm well. I'm striving. You dig? There's a lot going on in the industry, so I just kind of just stay focused on what I learned as a youth. You dig? Turntables and graffiti and trying to look fly for the sisters and graffiti and the whole elements. I stayed attached to that because that's what that's where the love for hip hop came from the first place. So I just stayed doing that.
Yeah, most definitely. And congratulations on the new album, Hibernation Shivers. Everything I've heard from it so far, it's just banging.
Thank you, sir.
I'm definitely going to get one of the CDs. I like the fact that you pressed up CDs for us collectors. You know what I'm saying?
They gone.
How important? They're all gone.
I got a couple left. I think I talked to the homie C of Oz. I call him Grouchy because I told him when he first said he was gonna grab a number. I said, and you know, I used to do that out the trunk, bro. You might want to get more. He was like, well, we're gonna see what happens. And I don't know. It's been a while. You know, he's a shrewd businessman. So he was like, let's see what happens. And he pressed up a few, and they jumped. Just like I told him they was gonna do. So I think he's gonna try to repress some more. I got a few, but for the most part they sold out. They jumped out right off the box.
Oh yeah. People been waiting on this, man. It's such a dope thing. I remember you telling us, you know, you had different things coming in the works and it's finally here. How does it feel to get this album out, man? Because the last one you dropped was I think in 2007, right?
You know, I have been doing a little, I wasn't so caught up in the album thing because the game had switched.
Yeah.
You dig? And I was on the block. So I was doing things pretty much to cater to the block opposed to a formal album, EP type jump off. You dig? We were just keeping the block hot. So some of that didn't register as me doing EPs, but I have been working all the time. I just didn't really take time to stop and put a collective of some joints together and put it out under the banner of an album. It was just always joints, though.
Yeah, you did a lot of mixtapes, you know.
Right, you know, I think I had started with Daddy B. Daddy B, you know, was up there with Snoop, and Snoop, I think it was, it all jumped off with the church. Like, welcome to the church. That's how it started. You dig? Welcome
yeah.
to the church, and then the church 2 and the church 3, and we just kept going, church 5, 8, 9. But then Daddy B got in, he pulled me into it, and we started doing our little series of the welcome to the church. So, you know, we were just keeping hope and keeping music alive more over than anything, though.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the industry was changing, and I got a new bunch of A&R cats coming into the game that don't really know what the fuck the streets are doing because they're not coming down there. So they trying to dictate to us what we should be sounding like, and man, I wasn't with that shit at all. So I just kept doing what the fuck we was doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, for so long, mixtapes was the hottest thing. You know, everybody was putting out mixtapes, and it kind of stopped. What do you think happened with the whole mixtapes game, and why do you think they disappeared, and what took its place?
Well, I think anything else, when you got something that's going on like that, and it's kind of, I wouldn't say a bad thing for the industry or to some of the major labels, but it was nuisance. It was definitely a nuisance. Like, you know, you got cats dropping shit you've been working 6 months on. You drop that shit the next day, some motherfucker come out with some shit that's knocking your head in. You know, for prime example, riding in my car, listening to the radio. That was a Monica song, but Nate took it and mixtaped it and turned it into his shit.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. The industry really didn't like that, so they put a frown on mixtape and try to make people seem like, oh, that mixtape thing, oh, that's all, that's yada, 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 yada. And a lot of cats was putting enough energy into their own selves, so they just started cowtowing and doing whatever. And what took its place is all the trash that we're hearing now.
Yeah, absolutely.
The shit that don't take no, you know, I don't want to disrespect none of the guns, though, because that's not what we're doing. But some of that shit don't take no effort. You dig?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, cat, hat, rat, bat, and a little, and then get out there and do a little shaky shimmy shimmy, and that's a new hit. That's what replaced it, that trash. So now we need to get back to the bars and brothers doing content shit, conscious shit, or stuff with background, you know, the foundation stuff. But the boom bap kind of stuff. That,
substance.
That gets me going. You know, the new stuff, I don't, but when I hear something like think of their name right now, bro. Blackness, the sound of blackness.
I'm not even familiar to me. I'm still listening to The Chronic and RBX Files.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I'm still Yeah, but I love when, like, this hibernation shivers, you know what I'm saying? It's needed. Like, shout out to the homie Cocaine. He just dropped a dope triple album, The Funkin' Adventures, Dr. Cokenstein. Second to None, they're dropping music. It's good.
I just seen, I just them is the homie.
It's coming back.
DD and K? Okay, and D?
Yeah.
Okay, K and D?
Oh, man, them dudes. Yeah, they're legends. Man, themselves.
And all the homies. All the rallies. What's happening? Do they thing. Yeah, them is my folks, bro. It's all
hell
good.
Yeah.
But I was talking about, I think that Boom Bap, I got to get the name of that group, y'all, because it's a classic joint. Three of them with the Dust Daughters, and she come, and Homegirl come up, catch me like water. Dripping like water. What's the name of that song? What's the name of that group, y'all?
I can't,
come on,
I
man,
can't even think, man, brother.
Oh,
can't even think.
It's three of them.
You remember it in about an hour or so, probably.
Right. So when the interview thing is over, you know how that goes. You did.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. But you know, it's that kind of boom bap sound. Grandmaster Caz, you know, the Cold Crush brothers. I came up.
Yeah.
You know that. We getting away from that. I'm not hearing enough boom bappiness in the music, so I thought I'd just stay extra boom bap with my shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. And the features, man, you got everybody from the, you know, of course the West, but you got cats from the South, the Midwest, Project Patch,
well,
Spice One.
I ain't gonna
crazy.
Man, I'm gonna tell you who did that. And I'm gonna blame that on the homie Skit. Now, Skit, I think Skit was just out there. He was kind of like digging in crates, so to speak. But he was just digging, like, different sounds. Like, actually, we need to try to do this. We need to try to do that. And I wasn't, like, on no weird shit. Like, oh, no, we're not doing that. We're going to just stay strictly this. And I was like, okay, bro, let's try that. Let's try this. Let's try. I was willing to you know, come up out my box for a second to come with some new shit because I was just so not liking what the fuck I was hearing. And I said, well, we need to fix that. So, Skit was like, well, we got this. We got Brother Project Pad. You know, I got a yada, yada. And then he got one from Spice with the super. That's just, it's just so Bay Area sounding that when you hear it, you want to get your hyphy on. And we just went from there.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about. Now you got the whole album available for download. I see it right here at Bandcamp, rbxthenarrator.bandcamp.com, Hibernation Shivers. You guys can get that. I've seen some familiar names, man. Of course, with the production, Cold Wet 87, but mastered by Brian Big Bass Gardner, man. That guy.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm
in the neighborhood. I didn't get ran out the neighborhood, Jack. I'm still in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chris the Glove, you know, you're going to see some names on there, yeah. You know, these are foundation relationships that you form when you getting on monumental projects. I mean, you spoke on the Chronic. Well, Chris is really instrumental in that thing. Mm.
Yeah.
So to have not stray far from one's foundations, and if you out there in the water, you don't want to get too far from the buoys. You stay posted around the buoy so you will know exactly kind of where you at, buoy 19. Yeah, okay, so you can navigate to get the sound and what you need, you never done, but you always got to know where the hell you at and stay around the folks that you started with. You don't want to get too far away.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, the game right now, of course, you know, it's been the internet for a long time. What do you think the impact has been for things like Apple Music, Spotify, and all these sites? You mentioned earlier you guys sold out of CDs, which proves CDs still sell. Do you think Spotify and all that, what's your thoughts on all that?
I think, you know, as everything, the G shit that we always speak on, that G shit, the G shit is the one that's slow to change. And the internet is fast, fast. Hey, man, this is high speed. We're getting it. But when I talk to some of the real music enthusiasts that they would rather put their CD in and a component set. You ain't heard that in a while. And listen to it the old school way, because they getting all the rough edges and all the things that they get from a CD. Sometimes when you go extra, extra digital, you go extra, extra clean, you ain't getting, you missing things. You missing something. So I've always been told by my homeboys that are in rock bands, digital's cool, but it's fucking too clean. I got to have a CD. So I'm always telling Army, man, have some CDs. There's going to be some heads out there that's going to be like, fuck that, I still got a CD player and I need my issue.
100%. I got recently got a 200-disc old Sony CD player, and I got it filled up like a jukebox, man. And
you
that's
did?
The best sound
I, you going
the best sound.
Right. Right. You know all
check
you got
the block
do is
with that shit.
Do a little maintenance, get the little dust off your shit, clean your shit, alcohol with your little woo wop and throw it in there and you're gonna bang out. All your bass gonna be there and all that.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about earlier, you know, we didn't wanna knock the new guys. Are there any new guys out there right now that we should check for that you've been hearing?
I mean, they might. Nah, not really. I mean, I could say they new. They not really new.
Uh-huh.
Technique, Long Beach, Technique, Crooked. They shitting. You know, we got cats out here, Big to the Boy. He's not really a new cat, but they shitting. You did. That's Compton, you know, the homie Big Rock used to rock with Ren. He's still doing his thing. You dig? KK and D. They second to none. They still doing their thing. So you know what I'm saying? Cats are still doing their thing.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah,
just
definitely.
Jump in the pot. Ain't nobody stopped doing nothing. I ain't seen nobody new to just. This overpowering the game, like, ooh, he's going to be. Now, Nipsey was doing his shit. I was like, oh, okay. And then we all know what happened. So it ain't been another one of those in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I ain't seen it. Yeah. It ain't been no, you know, Nipsey was the last one that just came out, boo, and just bust off. I mean, they was trying to do it with a couple of youngs, drop a song and go Hollywood. Like, they don't understand that this shit is a job. That just you one song and you made it and they was snapping your pictures on the red carpet on Monday, they going to forget about you Friday. So you got to stay pinning up. You can't just ride that. You ain't got enough weight to ride, a surfboard on yet.
No, rest in peace, Nipsey. Also, speaking about those no longer here, rest in peace to, Mr. 3-2, the governor. When you were recording the Chronic, did you have any interactions with Big Mike and 3-2 when they came up from Rap-A-Lot kicking with you guys?
I sure did. Them is my cats. I sure did. Big Baby. Better pump them brakes. I sure did. Lord 3-2. Ty, we done had a few battles.
Oh, really? Those must have been incredible.
Yeah.
What was your impression of Lord 3-2?
Huh?
What was your impressions of Lord 3-2?
Oh, that was my brother. You dig? He was loud and rambunctious, but so was all my elders and my cousins and my folks. So I blended right on in, and we start working. I think probably about a week or two. They just couldn't handle it no more. And they was like, man, we gone. You dig? It was kind of thirsty over there at the row. You know, everybody make it seem like it was all beautiful. We just, not when we first started, it was grimy as fuck. And they said, man, fuck this, but we finna get on. They left right before the blessing happened. Then a couple of weeks later, it was on cracking. And the chronic was getting released and everything. So I was like, damn, they missed the train by that much. Right? And went back out to the house. And
chronic that you know of?
Huh?
Did they record any verses for the chronic that you know of? I remember hearing some of them freestyles with Snoop and Big Mike, I believe.
Yeah, I believe they got freestyles up there. Me, Big Mike, Bushwick came through. It was a rap a lot. We was, you know, low key affiliated with Rap-A-Lot. You know, them was our allies. Those was our comrades and our kinfolks. You did the whole gang. And Death Row, Rap-A-Lot, Face. We went out there and recorded. We did joints. I think I'm on Face album, Doodle Chasers with Jewel. So yeah, that's family.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when I was growing up, man, it was all about, before Death Row came along, it was all about Ruthless and Rap-A-Lot with me, man. I always had to get those releases because you know you weren't going to be disappointed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very, very talented. And you guys ain't going to be disappointed with this Hibernation Shivers, man. You definitely got to get it. We're going to bring on the homie DJ Lord Sinister from France. I know he's going to ask you about some specific songs and go digging in the crates.
Okay.
Overseas, man. Sin, are you there, brother?
Yes, yes. This is a French connection. Hi, Scott. Hi,
everybody.
RBX.
Amen. What a guan.
Yeah, yes, sir. At first, your name mean reality bound unknown. Can you tell us about your name and the meaning behind it?
That what?
The meaning behind your name, Reality Born Unknown.
Reality Born Unknown. Well,
right.
The meaning behind the name is a from the 5% Nation of Islam. Reality
right.
Born. I mean that goes into a whole nother little thing that I probably ain't gonna be sharing all on the airwaves, but that's where it came from.
Right.
I can give you a brief synopsis of the name, though. Reality Born Unknown,
right.
Basically born into this world, not knowing, like the ancestral names, the land we came from, not knowing a whole bunch of things about our background, but still throw it out here in the street. And willingness to survive and conquer things. That's basically what it means.
Right, right. It reminds MC Ren when he put the song Do You Believe? With the Muske 45, all that, and Askary X also with the Panthers and the Nation, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually not from the Nation. It was actually founded by Malcolm X and Clarence 13X,
right.
after
Malcolm. Silence of the Dicks, yes.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's what the 5% Nation is.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a lot of outers of that, like the Easiest Papers, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Can you tell us about the song on Dr. The Chronic, A Lyrical Gangbang, when you were with Lydia Fresh, Corrupt Snoop, and DLC? Can you tell us about this one?
Lyrical Gangbang was a song. I believe you're up time not. It was one of those joints that Dre say, go for what you know. Everybody just, you know, everybody got styles. Everybody we would be in the studio, and Dre would just, let me hear something. He wanted to see who was on their toes at all times. And mostly everybody was on their toes at all times, that our crew. Spit some of this. He just put a beat up. Spit something. How would you come off on this right here, RBX? No prevention. Yeah, how would you come off? And then one day he was like, I just want y'all to just go. And that's pretty much how it came out. Gang banging, and that's the gang bang era. We were from the, everybody was rambunctious, and so that's what you get. Lyrical gang bang, because we wasn't shooting each other, but we was in there busting.
And how came the idea of the serial killer song hook on Snoop Dogg album 2? It was the idea of Dre, or it was your idea for the song hook?
I didn't understand you at all.
You want to know about the idea of the serial killer, the hook on that song. Was that something you came up with, the Snoop or Dre? Or?
Serial killer, DLC.
Oh, okay.
DLC probably.
Shout out to DLC.
Yeah. That's Formula Cuz. You know, be honest with you, I really can't break down the way the atmosphere was, but we was just all in there. Everybody in there had maximum skills. So I'm right next to Snoop Dogg, right next to DLC, right next to Daz, right next to Lady Ray's, right next to Warren. You did, goddamn. We didn't know, we wasn't seeing ourselves because it was in the beginning, so we were just all in there doing our thing, but the vibe was there. So some would come on and I might just blurt something out and somebody be like, nigga, that was dope. And then we'd take some shit and we'd just start building shit. So we was all in there together, putting things together.
I'll never forget, X, when we had the DLC on the line and you called in for that interview, just hearing how happy he was and how happy you were to talk to each other. You could hear the comradeship in your voices, you know.
I'm trying to tell you, sometimes the industry and the lawyers and the manager misters and the woo-woo-woo-woo, they will reduce and take away from some of the relationships that you had building a masterpiece. Shit gets so, you know what, I don't believe they have the audacity. And sometimes it don't be that individual or that individual. It be nefarious individuals that using other people's name and yada yada to promote their agenda. So it don't always be that. But yeah, you know, I think everybody that was on the album, that was at the Solar Building, that came, shared a bond, because it was the beginning of something beautiful, but it hadn't become beautiful yet. It was still kind of grimy and moldy and mushy. You can get served up there. You mean different ways. You did. It was thugs everywhere, red and blue. So
the At that time, it was a rare occurrence, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was a time that we're gonna get back again, and I think the Solar Building is now the Edmonds Building, and I ride by there, it still pretty much looks the same, but the ambiance, nothing like it was. Oh, I'm talking what. And we didn't, and at the time it was going on, I didn't realize how grimy things was because it was just my norm. But yeah, shit was grimy, but we was getting it done. And then when I sat back and listened to the record, I was like, I could hear all that. I could hear all the work that was the arguments, because it was arguments and fights and all kind of shit. I can still see and hear all that when I hear the record. That's why when I heard Dre say something, he said, I don't listen to the chronic because it takes him to a place and he ain't trying to go. I know what he's talking about. It takes me there too, but I just go. I just swerve on in there now and then and be like, oh, wow, I remember that little ghetto boy and high powered. I still remember all that shit. So.
Yeah. Legendary times.
Yeah, we can listen to some of your songs as a real lyrical content. That's what I say about books like Easy Papers, like Francis Quest Welsing, or Was It Never Told You in History Class. And when we listen to Pheasants Rewind and Sons of Reality on RBX Files, we can feel this vibration. Can you tell us about these two songs?
On Feathers in the Wind and Sounds of Reality. What can you tell us about those tracks?
So the Sounds of Reality is pretty much when I was pretty much, I guess I was studying right around that time. So that was pretty much in my psyche. So when you get Sounds of Reality is my first name. So, Sounds of Reality is just Sounds of Reality Born Unknown. I guess an address. And Feathers in the Wind was kind of I don't know if y'all heard of the Freestyle Fellowship, but those are some cats right. That a DJ of mine, Prince Froggy, used to deal with. And he called me one day from football practice to go with him to this concert. And I went with him to the Freestyle Fellowship. And they became family, and rest is history. So Feathers in the Wind was kind of like a style that I picked up while we were moving around, because we was like a little hippie union, jump off, you dig, and this might be 10 of us. And, the homie have his wife, and he bring his girl, and yada. It was really like the Manson, but we wasn't really tripping, but it was just all rhyme. Everybody had rap skills. Everybody. Even the little youngsters. Who would do the skills. So that's where the Feathers in the Wind came from. That was when we used to call it styling. You dig? That's when I was styling. And I, see the vision of a pond. In this pond, there was a quacking duck, maxing, relaxing. Yeah. We was out there doing that shit. So that's what that was.
Yeah.
That was a while back, though. But them was just phases I was going through as an MC, striving to find myself, striving to find my art form. You dig? Striving to, my husband, like nowadays, the whole thing is, a similarity. Everybody kind of sounds the same. I was thinking this nigga was that nigga, and they was like, no, X, that's Woo Wop. I'm like, nobody sounds. I know, but that's their style. Well, I came up, that was a no, you can't style like him. Why is you styling like him? That's like wearing another cat's Letterman jacket at homecoming. Like, bro, that's a fur coat. Why you got on the homie jacket? So why you got on the homie style? Like, why is you? But that's what they're doing nowadays. But I didn't adapt to that.
I remember To Rum It May Concern from To Rum It May Concern was the first Freestyle Fellowship 91 album. I remember that.
We'll go ahead, bro.
The song East Coast, West Coast Killers on the Aftermath, it was for ending the Freud. What was the vibe at the time when you did the song?
I don't know. I think it was just we was trying to just be cutting edge. And if I remember correctly, Dre, I walk in the studio, put the track, and I went and jotted something down. Well, I'm trying to listen to these Battle Over Coastal Funds. You know, I did that, and it was like, that's dope. So, I think he rested with it for a minute, maybe a week or so. And then he was banging it out. I think he said, if I remember correctly, because it's been a while, y'all, you know, then deal with your boy. He said he left and went to New York and was in the studio mixing it. And it just so happened that KRS-One was a few doors down. So he said he was mixing the joint. Dun, 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 dun. Well, Childish and Cheese got over Coastal Funds, and KRS came and was like, what the fuck is y'all on? I got to get on that shit, Dre. Dre was like, how you going to tell KRS-One, though? That's KRS-One. So KRS-One said, that shit right there? So he jumped on it, and then I think Nas jumped on it, and when Dre got back to L.A., Be Real, and the rest is history.
Right.
So that's what happened on that thing.
Yeah. You got also Deep Song was Out With the Old on your album No Mess, No Remorse. Can you tell us about this one?
In With the Old Out. I think that was basically saying, I wasn't tired of the chronic or nothing, and I was too proud of my accomplishments, but I think I was trying to stand on my own. I believe that's what that song was about, and I don't know if that song was. I might have had that in the you know, vault or whatnot. So I don't remember. Yeah, you went all the way back to 99 on some shit. All good. So that's what we was on that. We was just trying to just, you know, like I said, always trying to find your voice and your footing as an artist. That's all. That's what that song is about.
Right. Can you tell us about the collaboration Snoop Dogg is on the song The Overdue and from the album Broken Silence? What is the song, your song?
Overdue?
Right.
Okay. Overdue was, I don't know what Snoopy was working on. I pulled up on him. He was in the studio. And that beat was actually in the movie. It was, and they wasn't even using it. It was going from one scene to another scene. And then I had to, so I asked Snoopy, hey man, what was that? And Snoop just played it off. He was like, oh, that's just a track that I made for the movie. I said, man, that shit is dope. He said, you like that shit? I said, I do. He said, you want to rap to it? I said, I do. And he gave it to me. The rest is history.
Right, right. So
he put it in a song format and shot it to me, and I went and made it into a song.
From your last album, Hibernation Shivers, Can you tell us about the song with the Rascals, lyrical contact at the same, the Nation.
Oh, yeah. We're going to close the show out with that one for sure. The banger. Video, too.
So what had happened was, I think it was Lazy. I mean, pardon me, Lazy the Homie, but it was Crazy Bone. Crazy. Raz Kaz, MCA, pretty much everybody that you see on there was seeing me get my striving. They was like, X out here doing this thing, you did. And the homie Skit was like, well, can we get, I guess they heard what I, you know, what we was striving to do. And they was like, oh, yeah, he finna bust on that. And everybody just decided to turn down and hold their kinfolk down. You know, shout out to all of them. Crazy and whatnot, the whole game. Clientele, you did. Judge. That's what had happened. Yeah. So they hit me with a track. I think Raz was already on there when I got the track. Hibernation, then I just jumped in and had to, you know, do the RBX, put the RBX twist on it. All of a sudden, filed is the, you know, woo-wah-wah. And we did that, and then we went on to the next one.
Yeah. With this last album, you still drop bombs like Hiroshima at the same album. Each album, it's bombs.
Well, yeah, you know, that's just a metaphorically speaking, sure. Yeah, right. You know, that's what we plan to do, though. I mean, I don't plan to talk and be friends and be friendly. If we're doing this music shit, it's a competition shit. It's like basketball. It's like football. I see rap like football. You know, while you're on the opposing team, don't think you're going to run your ass over here on my side of the thing and not get tackled. You're going to get tackled. I was an outside linebacker, defensive lineman. I believe in tackling your ass. So you're going to get tackled. But that's how the game is played. I can't be your friend till the game is over and we're on the sideline chilling, maybe smoking one, having a beer something. But while we playing the game, it's tackle. So that's what we're doing.
Hell yeah. It's huge, huge honor to have you back on the show, man. I know it's been a minute. I'm very, very happy for you with your new album, man, and the attention it's been getting, too. I've been seeing a lot of stories on it.
You know, I've been shocked. You know, like I said, man, I actually was like a thoroughbred. I just said, you know what? Like I was speaking on the beginning of the show, I just focus on what I know. I don't know all the weird shit, but I know beats and rhymes, and I know go find the dope break, and I know how this hip-hop shit go. I know how. So let me just focus on what I know, what I love, and fuck what the people think. If they don't like it, they don't like it. But I'm not doing that. I can't be, I just don't see myself, I wouldn't call selling my soul, but out there doing some music that I'm not feeling. Without even saying no different genre, because I got a rock album. Shout out to Corn. Yeah, with Corn. Shout out to the whole gang. So if it was all about me trying to run and just be famous, I would have been dropped it. I drop it when the time is right, and it's going to blister the shit out of anything that come around it. I guarantee you. Timeless, that's why I ain't in no hurry. It's fucking, it's wine. When you hear this, you're going to be like, oh, wow. You did this how many years ago, X? Yeah. That shit is what? Yeah. So I'm just going to stay focused on the craft, stay away from the weird shit, try to be the best person I can, because don't nothing else matter, because you ain't promised too much longer than you know what you got. So ain't no need to be a bad person, bro. We're going to strive, and we're going to keep doing what we do.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to roll.
Hell yeah,
and we're going to roll one right now, man. So, you know what I mean?
We got to. You got to roll one, brother.
You got to roll one. You did. Yeah, I got just enough to roll one for you, too.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to go to this song here, Hibernation, feature Razzcast. And please, everybody, go get Hibernation Shivers right now. RBXTheNarrator.bandcamp.com. Man, before we go, though, I want to give you the floor, man. Any shout-outs, anything you want
to... Nah, I ain't really tripping. I'm going to just, you know, not be all in the video dancing. I'm just going to just play the back. You understand me? We got new music popping, you know. Shout out to CFIs and Skit for slapping me across my head and getting me back in the lab and whatnot, you know. So now we got a we done woke the sleeping giant, and everything is with a bullet. So, shots, and we're going to do that thing. That's it.
Hell yeah. Man, always an honor, brother. You take care of yourself. Sin, thank you for calling French Connection. You know what I'm saying? Much love, yeah, man.
All good, y'all. You know what it is. 100. Peace.
Hell yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy y'all, we out of hibernation. RBX. Jelly. Bro. They're armed like Grizzly NBA mascot, tank top. Second Amendment, gunshot, can't stop, won't stop. Rest in my man cave, it's a cold world, I'm in the cut. Band-aid, Bel-Air Rose gon' pop, drinking champagne. Been a long time, I shouldn't have left doing a damn thing. Post-pandemic, same hand as designer. Peter Pan, grown man, still acting like a minor. I'm attracted to many mansions and actresses' vaginas. Cool, cool women, giving the ass like yoga pants, Lululemon. Yo, boo-boo, why they sleeping on Yogi? I'm about the bread and the cheese, that's a hoagie. I'm getting your basket, never asking for something on my fucking 40, little nigga. UCLA color chinchilla, salmon swimming upstream, you meet the real killer. Rest in peace, D, rest in peace, M. Congrats to X-Rated, he signed his trade music. But this to RBX and gangsters that bang through it. Eastside rolling and acting and staying through it.
Hibernation. 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 Rock the body, baby. All of a sudden, like, found it to move. Did the belly growl like, got to get through. The streets stay active without no doubt. Hungry monsters, you eat them and shit them out. Then they say Compton and Long Beach, you in trouble. But Long Beach and Carson probably bring Austin. Act like a ghost gun burn when it's gray. So fuck what they told you, you clowns gon' learn today. Brutal combination, narrator and rap cast. Nature of a threat, all that razzmatazz. Aim and shoot, that's simply last pass. Green toes and lolos and all that jazz. W's all the way up, maximize. Little mama, hit the floor and shake your wings and thighs. Ain't no question who run the town. When the desperado step in the club, move around.
Hibernation. Hibernation.
Wake up, the wake up, kiss off for me. Hibernation.
Hibernation.
Earthquake to break up, lay down for shit.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Level up your breakfast at McDonald's and enjoy one of our tasty new bagel sandwiches, like the steak, egg, and cheese bagel, sausage, egg, and cheese bagel, or bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, and pair it with an iced coffee at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Vrbo Vacation Homes come with 24/7 live support. So if you ever need anything, you can reach a real person in about a minute.
Hey, how can I help?
Vrbo, private vacation rentals for you and your people.